Okay, Be'ez Hashem, today we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Moed Katan, and today we are learning Parak Gimel, Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalid. So generally speaking, even when something is mutter to do on Chol HaMoed, L'tzorech HaMoed, you're not allowed to do it if it's a Maisa Uman, if it's something that requires a professional to do it. So a lot of times, when it comes to writing various documents, you need a professional. The Elu Kosen B'Moed, the following documents can be written on Chol HaMoed, even though it requires a professional, because it's a davar aved, it's something that would be a loss if you don't do it. Kiddushin nashim, shtaros of kiddushin is considered to be a davar aved, because if you don't do it, someone else might come and take and marry the woman. So in order to secure her as your wife, you're allowed to do it. Gittin, or to write a get, a husband is about to leave somewhere far away and he's afraid that he might not ever come back. So if it's going to be a davar aved, if he doesn't write the get now and he disappears, his wife is going to be Nabuchanaguna. Daitiki, the shtar that shows of a gift that was written by someone who was very, very sick. So it's like a document that's written by a shrivmira. So he said that someone who's a shrivmira, normally, divrei shrivmira kiksuv nukumusurin dami. You don't need a kinyan. You could just say what you want, where you want the money to go. But a document that would record the transfer is needed in order to bring a raya that the kinyan happened. Meaning, for the kinyan itself to happen, you just need divrei shchivimra. You just need the shchivimra to say. But in order to prove that he had said it, you need a daitiki. So that you're allowed to write it on Chol HaMoed, because if the witnesses leave town, then we're not going to have any proof that you wanted this item to go to this person. Matana. Shtar Matana, also that if the witnesses leave town, we're not going to know that this Matana was given. Upruz Bolin, Upruz Bol during the Shemitah year. Igro Shum, letters that evaluate a borrower's property so that the lender could collect his loan from that property when the borrower doesn't have any cash to pay him back with. Vigros Muslim, letters testifying that someone has agreed to support another person, because again, otherwise you may never be able to prove that he made that agreement. Shtari chalitza umeyunim, shtaros of chalitza to allow the almana, whose husband died without any children, to remarry after having chalitza, and miyun, shtar miyun, where a person refuses to a marriage that was imposed on her when she was a young child in the absence of her father giving her over for kiddushin, her mother and brother gave her over for kiddushin, but she has the right to do miyun when she becomes a gedola. Ushtari berurin, documents that are shtaros that determine who the judges are going to be in a particular court case. Ugzeros beis din, various gzeros that are made by beis din. Ve'igros shel rishus, and letters that are written between friends. All of these things are allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed. Now, Igros Shel Rishus are generally not a Maisa Uman at all, and that's why you're allowed to write them on Chol HaMoed. Now, Mishnah Dalet continues with the halachos of Ksiva on Chol HaMoed, and tells us, Ein Kosin Shtari Chov B'Moed. You're not allowed to write a Shtar Chov on Chol HaMoed, if the guy's willing to lend you the money without getting a Shtar, so then you're not allowed to write the Shtar, because there's no major need for the Shtar. V'meinu Mamino, but if he doesn't trust the borrower, and he's not going to lend him the money without the Shtar, or the sofer could use the livelihood, he doesn't have what to eat unless you hire him to write the shtar, then that's enough of a need to write the shtar. So what about things that you need for a mitzvah? So in kos and svarim tefillin and mezuzos b'moed, you're not allowed to write stams, sefer Torah, tefillin and mezuzos on Chol HaMoed, even though they're mitzvah related things. You're not even allowed to correct a single letter, even in the sefer Torah that they kept in the Azara, the Beis HaMikdash, where the Kohen Gadol will read from in Yom Kippur, and you want to keep that as accurate as possible, don't use Chol HaMoed as the time that you're going to make the corrections in that Sefer. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kosev Adam Tzvillin HaMezuzos Le'atzmo, that a person, Rabbi Yehuda says, a person is allowed to write Tzvillin HaMezuzos for themselves in order to do the mitzvah of Tzvillin or the mitzvah of Mezuzah, just not for the purpose of selling them. In general, we paskin that if you're writing Stam for the sake of a mitzvah, so that's considered a mitzvah. If you're writing it for the sake of selling it, so that's a business. That's not considered a mitzvah. We actually pass in the Mishnah Berurah Kol Tzemach and Avraham that a person is considered an osek b'mitzvah when he's selling Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos, if the reason he's selling it is because he's trying to promote a mitzvah. But if the reason he's selling it is because, you know, it's just a business that works for him, and he tried other businesses maybe and they didn't work for him, so then he's not considered an osik b'mitzvah. That would be pater from a mitzvah. Anyway, v'tova al yirecho tcheles l'tzitziso. You're allowed to spin tcheles against your thigh to use it in your tzitzis. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to wear tcheles, so you're allowed to spin the wool for the threads of tcheles on chalamoid. Now, you don't want to do a maisa uman unless it's absolutely necessary, so you should do it with a little bit of a shinoi by rubbing the threads against your thigh. That's not the normal way to do it, and therefore that's going to be the matir to do it on chalamoid. So to quickly review what we learned today, we learned all about the malacha of kosev on chalamoid. So in Mishnah Gimel we said that you're allowed to write a whole lot of things on chalamoid, even though they involve a maisa uman, because they are a davar aved. It would be a loss if you didn't write a chalamoid. So shtare kiddushin and gittin and a receipt and a daitiki, which records a matna shchivmira and a shtar matana and a prusbul to make sure that Shemitah doesn't cancel the loans, and documents that assess the value of property to pay back, and documents that record someone obligating himself to pay to provide support for someone else, and a document that records that a chalitza happened or that a miyun happened, a refusal of a girl to be married, a shtar that decides who the dayanim are going to be in a beis din, and gzeros of beis din, and even letters among friends, since that's not a maisa uman at all. All those things, Mishnah Gimel tells us, are allowed to be written in chol moed. And in Mishnah Dalet, we said you're not supposed to write a shtar chov. However, if either the guy doesn't trust you to lend you the money without the shtar, or the sofer needs the money in order to have what to eat, then you are allowed to write a shtar chov. And then we said you're not supposed to write svarim, tefillin, and mezuzos on chalamoid, and you're not even allowed to correct a single letter, even if it's the most important sefer Torah in the world. It's the sefer Torah that Kohen Gadol reads from on Yom Kippur. Doesn't matter. And Rabbi Yehuda says that a person is allowed to write tefillin and mezuzos for their own personal mitzvah, and they're even allowed to spin tcheles, as even though it's a maisa uman, as long as they do it with a shinoi. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnayos, Hey, and Vav.